Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Thursday, May the 13th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And we are getting closer to being smack dab in the middle of the month of May. How about that? Now, we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do here this morning, and then I'm going to get on to a subject that I'm going to try to explain this to you. And, well, actually, there's two big subjects I want to talk about this morning. One involving the governor yesterday, because this is kind of confusing. And the other involving something personal that happened that it was a strange event, and we'll talk about it here this morning. But I do want to say again that we did our drawing yesterday for our prize, and Mark was the winner. Now, we have not heard from Mark yet, but he won the Uncle Osgood's microwave popcorn on the cob. Pops right off the cob. Now, it looks like corn on the cob, but obviously you put it in your microwave, and it pops like popcorn. But it does it on the cob. And as I said before, I'd love to see a video of this. Now, Mark, if you're out there listening and maybe just weren't listening yesterday when we did the drawing, if you want this, just call and let me know, and I will set it aside here for you. And you'd be able to pick this up this morning between 10 and 1 today. 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Glenn Coble will be here for you to pick this up. But if you don't want this, just give us a call as well and tell us you don't want it, and we will draw another name. But it's Uncle Osgood's microwave popcorn on the cob. Pops right off the cob. And our winner yesterday was Mark, and we haven't heard from him. So, Mark, if you're out there listening, give us a buzz. Say, yes, I want that, and I'll be in to get that. Or you don't want it, and we'll draw another name from our list of correct answers that we had on Tuesday. 740-383-9944. Now, going back to our Cinco de Mayo giveaway, which that contest was held last Wednesday, a week ago yesterday. We gave that prize away on Monday, corn salsa, and our winner in that contest was Ryan, and Ryan picked that up, I believe, on Tuesday, and he took it home, but Tuesday night he did not have any tortilla chips. So, last night, he called in yesterday afternoon. He was going to send his wife out to get some tortilla chips so they could try the corn salsa. And he's going to report back here this morning on, did he like the corn salsa or did his wife like the corn salsa? Did they both like it? Did they both not like it? I don't know. I've never had it. So I'm interested to hear either way on the corn salsa, which was our Cinco de Mayo giveaway, which I think is pretty fitting. So whenever Ryan gets a chance over the next 2 hours, he can give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, and let us know if he liked it, or his wife liked it, or if he was able to go out and get the tortilla chips last night. So anytime over the next 2 hours, Ryan has a free moment, he can give us a call and give us the report. 740-383-9944. So looking to hear from Mark and looking to hear from Ryan tonight. Okay, let's start with the governor yesterday. Governor DeWine. Now, I think this was the third time, I think I read this last night, the third time that he has given a public address since this coronavirus started, a big public address to the state. You know, he's done the little updates, but this was one of the big public addresses. Now, what he said was that on June the 2nd, which is not very far away, right now, about a half a month, 15, 16, 17 days, that on June the 2nd, the mandates, the health orders, will no longer be in place in the state of Ohio. So the social distancing will be gone, the mandates for masks will be gone, and basically the government will not control any of this anymore when it comes to... The only things that I think are staying in place are nursing homes and assisted living. I think he did say that. That nursing homes and assisted living facilities will still have to follow these rules. So... here's what I don't understand. Now, the whole thing was very different because, let's get to the one part of this first. That apparently they're going to be giving $1 million away, and I think it's five different times. And I think it'll happen once a week for a month. They're going to be giving $1 million away to an Ohioan each week for 5 weeks, who has been vaccinated. And also, I guess a scholarship, full scholarship, I think was my understanding, to five college age or high school age kids who have been vaccinated. So I guess this is an incentive to get vaccinated. Now, you know, I've never really heard anything like that in my life, but you know, incentives are good. And will that give people incentive to go out and get the vaccine? Now, here's why this strikes me odd. If we're giving people incentives, are we where we need to be when it comes to the vaccine? Because the understanding that I got yesterday from the whole press conference was that we're in a good place, and that's why we can lift the health restrictions in the beginning of June. And again, I think it's June the 2nd. But if you still have to offer incentives for people to get the vaccine, is it really a good time to lift these health restrictions? And another question in this whole mess is, he said that businesses can still do what they want to do. If they want to lift the restrictions, they can. If they don't want to lift the restrictions, they don't have to. What do you think businesses are going to do? Because now we are going to approach something here on June the 2nd. I'm sure there are a lot of businesses meeting this morning describing what they're going to do on June the 2nd. Because there are you have to think of a lot of areas here. Number one is certainly restaurants. Restaurants have had to abide by this social distancing where, you know, you'd have to put tables in between people so you couldn't sit at full capacity. And June 2nd, that won't have to be the case anymore. Now, I would guess restaurants will do away with social distancing right away. I'm not saying all, but I would think that will go by the wayside pretty quickly. Now, as far as grocery stores, department stores, really... You know, they really have never abided by social distancing because it's hard to do that in a grocery store or a department store. But they certainly have abided by the mask mandates. Now, will they still make you wear masks? I don't know. Will only the employees have to wear masks? That's another good question. Same thing with restaurants. Will the employees have to wear masks? Now, another big thing in this whole lifting of all the mandates is all these people who over a year ago were sent home to work because of social distancing was a big part of it, that you had to social distance in the offices and there just wasn't enough room to fit everybody in as there always had been. So are they going to start calling these people back in on June the 2nd to work in the office again? That's another big question that'll have to be answered. Now, I don't think we'll get answers to these questions in the next couple days, But I think we will get answers certainly in the next couple weeks as we head into June the 2nd. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also, this whole thing started with a health issue. And the last time we kind of took all the restrictions away, we got into a big mess about 3 months later. Now, back then we did not have the vaccine. So, here's the question. See, this is the conundrum that I think we're about to be in. Because a lot of people say they are not getting the vaccine because they don't think it'll work, or they think there's going to be side effects. Well, that kind of works in the face of what we're about to face. Because if you have the vaccine, you should be okay to go out into public and not catch this COVID-19. But the people who have not been vaccinated and will not be vaccinated because they don't want to be before June the 2nd, now they're going to be in a world where maybe people aren't wearing masks, where you don't have to social distance. So I would think they would be at a very high risk. Very high risk. And the other question I have about this, and I don't know anything about vaccines, but if the vaccines don't work, then why are the numbers going down? Does anybody have any thoughts on any of it? It's a big subject. It was a big day yesterday, as far as this pandemic goes, to learn that this is going to happen come June the 2nd. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And on June the 2nd, are people going to go back to the stores? Are they going to go back to the restaurants? Are they going to go back to their offices and so on and so forth and everybody be hunky-dory? You know, I don't know. I don't know what'll happen. I don't know. And I'm not sure what a lot of these businesses, big businesses, are going to do. I think the restaurants will tend to want to get back to business as usual because they want a full restaurant. You know, they want that. But I don't know about the grocery stores and the department stores because I really don't think they've been hurting during this because people still go to the grocery store and people still go to the department store and they just put on the mask and that's that. So I don't know where this is all going to end up. And I don't know what the... If we all take off the masks and we all start to go back to the way of life before, and you go into a store, I mean, you really won't have any idea who had the vaccine and who didn't. So, I would think the person who didn't have the vaccine is going to be at a much greater risk. Because if there are two people who did not have the vaccine, and one is having the illness, then they could give it to the other person who didn't have an illness and give it to them a whole lot easier because of the not wearing masks. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting time. And do you think this $1 million is going to encourage people to go out and get the vaccination? Because I think that's certainly what that's all about. You know, that's a lot of dough for just getting the vaccination. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear your opinion. 740-383-9944. We are here. What's your thoughts on this whole vaccination craze that is going on and the fact that the state mandates, the state rules will come to an end on June the 2nd. And I'll tell you another thing I don't get about this is that on June the 2nd, the mandates do stay in place for nursing homes and assisted living. Now, if there is still a threat, and clearly somebody feels there is, when it comes to assisted living and nursing homes, why are we all, the rest of us, going back to normal? And I'm not sure how this will affect things like DoorDash and all those businesses, which picked up greatly during the beginning of this pandemic. So a lot of things going on right now. 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion, give me a buzz. Do you like this? Do you not like this? Does it give you worry? Do you have any thoughts at all? And of course, a lot of things I heard yesterday, and, you know, you hate to think this, but a lot of people seem to feel that Governor DeWine has taken a lot of heat during this from his own party in Ohio, that they did not like how he handled this. And he's up for re-election next year, which means he's going to have to start campaigning soon. And was this a way to get back in the good graces of his political party as he's getting ready for a re-election campaign? Because he just had that dust up recently where they, the legislature in Ohio, has decided to get the power to overrule his health orders. And I think the legislature, if I'm not mistaken, had set a date of June 23rd where they were going to look into repealing these health orders if something had not been done. So DeWine got out ahead of that by about 3 weeks. Now, do you think he did that because he knew that the 23rd was coming of June and the legislature was going to take it into their own hands? And that would not have looked good for somebody who's running for governor for a second term if the legislature, who is also Republican, as well as is Governor DeWine, would have overrun him on this. So do you think he got out ahead of it to get in the good graces of his political party? That's another question that was brought up yesterday. You know, I think the why of why it was done yesterday is not so much the point. It is the point in a way, because we hope it was done with people's best interest at heart, but the outcome after June the 2nd is going to be the real test, because a lot more people are going to be getting together, just like they did last summer, which caused the mask mandate in the first place, and caused the big surge that we had where hospitals were almost overrun over the holidays last year. You know, that happened because of decisions that were made last summer where people were going out and going to the amusement parks and so on and so forth. So, telephone lines are open here this morning. Certainly would love to hear from you on this subject. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I know there has to be some opinion on this, because it really is one of the... This has been a time. And I think the governor even said yesterday, you know, this has been a year that I don't think anybody will forget anytime soon. But just because these things are lifted on June the 2nd, does it mean everything goes back to normal? I don't know. And I don't know how businesses are going to handle all this. If businesses start calling people back to the office because they don't have to abide by these health orders anymore, I think you're going to have a lot of angry people who've been working from home who enjoy this. They enjoy getting up in their pajamas and not having to get ready in the morning, and they can just walk to their computer and do their job. And when the day's over, they can just leave, and they don't have to pack a lunch, and they don't have to eat out, and they don't have to do any of that. I think these people like that situation. And is that all going to change back to the way it was before on June the 2nd? I know a lot of people yesterday were very happy to hear that the health orders would be ending, because they're not happy with them. But, you know, it's one of those situations where be careful what you might wish for, because when it happens, is it going to change your life back to the way it was prior to this, which maybe has some aspects that you did not like, going to work every day? All right, 35 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the whole big press conference yesterday? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you something else I was thinking about yesterday. Has nothing to do with this. But do you remember, and I think up until February we had this, we had a lady who called in quite a bit. And I don't know what her name was, because I don't think I ever got her name. But she would call in, and I think she was a gourmet chef. She would let us know that she was a gourmet chef. And she called in quite a bit, and it was always good to hear from her. And then, in February, I remember she was talking about going to get the vaccination, or she had just gotten the vaccination, one or the other. I don't remember what had happened, but this was sometime in the middle of February, and we have not heard from her since. I don't know what happened. And if she's still out there listening, just give us a call to let us know that you're doing okay, because we do think of this as a family here on this radio station. The callers, we love to hear from you. That's a big part of what we do here. And she was a regular caller, and we enjoyed hearing her viewpoints on things. And I just don't know what happened to her. One day, she disappeared, and I'm not even sure who it was. I can't even give you a name, as I said, because I don't think we ever learned her name. We just learned that she talked a lot about the food that we eat, how she didn't eat a lot of things out of cans and that sort of thing. Does anybody remember her or know what happened to her? Give me a buzz. And if she's out there, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let us know if you have any information on that. Now, another bit of housekeeping that I want to do here this morning is, as many people know, last week, and really a little bit the week before, we spent a lot of time looking for two Marion residents, longtime Marion residents, one being Don Fleming, who used to attend the county commissioner and city council meetings. I saw him more at county commissioners. Now, we did locate him. He's still in Marion, apparently. He's having some health issues at this point. I don't know how old Don would be at this point. Somewhere in the early 80s is what we surmised. But one of our callers did call him last week. And he did say he remembered me from those meetings. And it was my understanding at that point that he was going to listen to the station. The caller gave him the station number on the dial and also gave him the phone number. Well, we never heard from Don. He never called in, and we never got anything on the answering machine. Well, then, the next day, we were kind of wondering why he did not call. So our listener called him again, and apparently Don got a little short with the caller. I don't know, wasn't feeling well that day. Something happened. So that's where it was left. So we do know that Don Fleming is alive. We do know that he is still here in Marion, and we do know that he answers the telephone. Now, is he listening? We don't know about that. We do know that he has the station number now. Is he going to call in? That we don't know either. But that's where that one is. Now, if anybody has any more information on that, they can give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, the other part of this, we have not gotten any feedback on at all. And that's Ruth Green. Now, we've run into people who knew Ruth Green. And I'll run through this again very quickly. Here's the information that we have. Ruth Green worked at the Marion Star for many, many years. I think about 25 years she worked there. And I believe she owned a newspaper with her husband prior to coming to the Marion Star. But this would have been in the 60s, 70s, 80s, that era. So Ruth worked there, and then she retired, and she always lived here in Marion. Now, I don't believe Ruth had any kids, but her husband had died. I think her husband died quite a while ago, and she had a sister here who lived across the street from her. And in recent years, her sister had died. So it was pretty much just Ruth, from my understanding. And she lived over by Grant Middle School on one of those side streets. And then we had a caller call in one day who said that they had taken mobile meals to Ruth in recent years. And that the word had come out that Ruth was no longer living in her house over by Grant Middle School, which she had lived in forever. So, I don't know what has happened to Ruth Green. And I'll tell you why this is on my mind. It's on my mind because Ruth would be in her 90s now. I don't know where in her 90s. I'm guessing mid-90s, 94, 95, 96. And with her sister gone, and her husband gone, and not having any kids, and if she's not living over by Grant Middle School anymore, I don't know what would have become of her. I believe she's still with us, but I don't know if she's in an assisted living. I don't know if she's in a nursing home. I don't know what would have happened. Because the only person I ever knew who was associated with her outside of her sister was her. She had a guy who came and worked on her yard. And he used to report back that she listened to the station, and because we would talk about Ruth from time to time. But, you know, I don't know what happened to her. So that worries me a little bit, because I want to make sure she's doing okay, because she was a very, very, very nice woman. I went to her house a few times many years ago, and she was always as kind as could be. We always had very nice conversations. She would talk about the way things were in the old days with the Marion Star, and she was a very well-known person in those days with the Marion Star. But we don't know what's become of her. So if anybody has any information on Ruth Green, give me a call as well. 740-383-9944. So we're still looking for Ruth Green. We would like to get your... if anybody has any more information on Don Fleming, we know where he is, but we don't know if he will ever call in or if he's got the station telephone number. Or do you have any thoughts on Governor DeWine's press conference yesterday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Where are we here? About 40 minutes past the hour. You know, I have to turn now to look at the time, because I'm looking at the atomic clock, which is never right. And again, today, it's never right. 2:24 a.m., January 1st, 2001, which apparently was a Monday. So this is still where we are with the atomic clock. Now, it looks like it's going to be a nice day out today. The last 2 days have been fairly nice, a little chilly, but really the last 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, were really all pretty much sunny, bright days. But the temperature has not been what I would call warm, or really month of May temperatures. But here we are. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you out there. We would especially love to hear from you this morning, because apparently it is a dead morning. I can't believe nobody has anything to say about the governor's press conference. I would have thought that would have been a big topic of discussion. For as much has been made about these masks, and as much has been made about this year of COVID-19, and as much has been made about the pandemic, I thought people would have had a lot to say this morning, now that we learned that we have a definitive date, that the health orders apparently will come to an end in the state of Ohio. Everywhere but nursing homes and assisted living on June the 2nd. So here we are, 740-383-9944. Maybe people are out this morning enjoying their yards, enjoying that nice weather. I think everything is pretty well dried out now since Mother's Day. So now people can go outside and do what they need to do. Mow the yard. Maybe people will plant flowers now. You know, here's the thing, because I don't know anything about gardening. Would now be the good time to go out and plant flowers? Now, here's a question for you, because I like tomatoes. I would say, as far as vegetables go, I like tomatoes and I like onions. Now, I don't want to plant a garden, per se. But let's just say I wanted to plant a tomato plant. Now, I know I have to do this outside. But when do you plant it? And how do you have to handle it? How do you have to water it? How do you have to handle a tomato plant to get the best results? Because I don't believe I've ever done anything gardening-wise in my life. And it's interesting, because I would like, maybe this year the experiment, I don't think I could get into onions yet, but maybe this year my experiment will be getting into a tomato plant. So, if anybody could tell me the best way to plant a tomato plant, or drop the seeds in the ground or whatever, let me know. Because this could be an experiment that I could give updates on as the summer goes on. 740-383-9944. And could I plant it close to the house? Because I'm thinking, when the yard's getting mowed, I don't want to mow down the plant, especially in the early stages of a tomato plant. So can I plant it very close to the house and then grow it? See, I don't know what the climate has to be for all this, especially here in Ohio. Do we have any people out there, any gardeners, any people who are big into horticulture? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. I would love to hear from you. I'm getting a report that it was frosty out this morning, so apparently not a good time to plant yet. But I think, do you have to plant in the month of May to get tomatoes by... how long does it take to get tomatoes? If you plant in May, How long before you see the fruits of this plant? 49 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. You know, maybe the phones are broken. It's strange because we have not heard from Mark, who won his prize yesterday, the Uncle Osgood. So, Mark, if you're out there listening, let us know if you still want this. And if you don't, we'll draw another name if you're out there listening. Mark must have been listening Tuesday. He answered a trivia question correct. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. We also have not heard from Ryan to know how the corn salsa went last night with the tortilla chips I think he was going to buy yesterday. So we haven't heard from Ryan. We haven't heard from Mark. And we haven't heard from anybody else. And I know there are some people out there who know how to do tomato plants. And I also would guess there are some people who would want to say something about the pandemic. Oh, the phone's lighting up. So the phone is working. Now I'm happy to hear this. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you lonely at the top?
You know, it must be. You know, the last 2 days, well, really, last 3 days, we had calls galore. Now, this morning, I don't know what happened.
Well, maybe they're all out doing their yard work. But now, tell you, Scott, about your tomato. You can put a tomato in a container and set it on your patio.
Really?
I mean, yeah, you can have, they call container planting. You can put that on your garden and most of the time, it will tell you on the sticker how many days until you will get a crop. Could be 60 days, could be 45. It just depends. So when you go pick out your tomato, you either can buy a container one or just put some potting soil in some kind of a container. You can grow it. You don't have to pour old tomato. You just stick it wherever. And you water it, and then you'll get a tomato.
Now, where would I go to get one of these container plants?
Scott, for crying out loud, have you been under a rock?
Well, I don't go in those departments because, you know, I'm not much
just
in.
Because, obviously, you don't. Oh, you go to Menards, you go to Lowe's, you go to Garden Center, anywhere, and they've got big tomatoes, little tomatoes, whatever. You can buy old cherry tomatoes, and then you'll have 9 million of them. And but just go buy, probably in the long run, just go buy one already in a container. That way you won't screw it up planting it. And bring it home and just water it. Don't, you know, drown it, but just keep it wet and set it in the sun and that's all you have to do.
Now, this has been a thing. We've discussed this before. Now, people, I see it every year. Now, is it at dusk or dawn that you water?
Whenever you're there. Whenever the plant needs drink.
But now, have you heard this, though, that
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I grew up out in the country, and if you did even water, it's whenever you had time. Or whenever the plant needed a drink.
Well, see, I wonder where this dusk or dawn thing came from, because people have told me that if you water it during the wrong time, that you'll kill it.
No, Scott, people just have ideas that they grew up with. What you need to do is water it when the poor thing looks, stick your finger down in the dirt, down to about the second joint, and if it's dry, water it.
So this is interesting. This is fascinating that you can, it'll grow right out of a pot.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could. They call it container gardening. But if you don't have any place really that you want to plant it in the ground, just put it in a container so it's got, you know, not huge, but so it's got room for its roots, because when the length of the roots is how tall it's going to get. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. What you could do, Scott, since you're not sure, is plant one and not tell anybody. If it flourishes, you can share. If it dies, you won't have to.
Well, I just wonder, now, is this the right time of year to set this thing outside?
Yeah, Yeah, tomatoes are really pretty hardy. Now, you get these delicate flowers, and that's different, but, yeah, you can set it up just so it gets a lot of sun.
Now, do you think, how many tomatoes do you think a container plant would produce?
All that you could eat.
Really? That many?
Mm-hmm. Tomatoes get a lot. You know, when you see all those yellow blooms on them, they're going to be a tomato. And lots of, and everybody will give you lots of advice how to raise a tomato.
Now, do you think onions would be difficult?
No. They're just kind of a weed, so you could put those in also in a container, put some soil in. I've seen people use downs or gutters and put soil in them and put plants in them and raise them that way. So tin can, milk container, cut the top off of it, just so it holds the soil and holds some water, not drowned it.
Well, I'll have to work on this.
You do that because, see, and then don't tell anybody, and then you won't either have to say, oh, man, I killed it, or, man, look at that.
That's right. Well, I because I'm going to have to go into the lawn and garden department now and see everything that's there because I don't go there very often, and apparently. So this will be interesting.
See, you could do that little project right there at the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All you have to do is have outdoors and sun.
So I could grow the tomatoes right here.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But they really do need sun. And
now, do you think
sun
I'd have,
and water.
Do you think I'd have to water them more than once a day?
No.
Oh, that's...
You see, they're a thick stem and so forth, so they hold a lot of moisture. But when their heads start drooping, you know they're probably a little thirsty.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Thoughts this morning on the governor's speech or gardening? Because, you know, I don't listen to the garden shows, and clearly I am not a gardener. But these container plants, I like the idea of this. Because, to go out and tear up the yard... See, I don't think I would handle that very well. Because how far do you have to put down the seeds in the ground? You know, if you put them down too far, I think they won't come up. But if you put them too close to the surface, then I think sometimes when you water them, they do come up. And has anybody heard of that whole thing with the, when do you water? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
You got an east window in that house?
You know what? Let's see here. Do we have an east? Yeah, I think we do. I think the front faces the east.
See, you could get a pot. Yeah, it does. You could get a pot and put it right there in the window, and that east sun will come up and give it plenty of sun until you want to set it outside on a tomato.
Oh, so I can...
And a tomato will give you like 60 pounds on a good tomato.
So I could do this inside?
You could start one inside, yeah. Very easy. If you go buy just one, that'd be plenty for you at the studio, or you and the other people, Gwen, and I can't take the other one. Huh? Adam.
Adam. Now, how many tomatoes will this container plant produce?
Oh, it'll produce 60 pounds if you take care of it.
60 pounds?
Yeah, if you really take care of one and give it a little fertilizer and stuff. See, I don't fertilize. People fertilize, and I don't. But you can, because I think today's world, everybody wants bigger everything, and I think we get too much of this fertilizer in us.
So you think, and you just water it when it's dry?
About once a week.
Once a week. So there is no water it before dawn or after dawn? Or...
Well, if you do it at night, it soaks in better overnight. If you do it in the morning... The sun comes up, it takes it out a lot quicker. See, at night, it absorbs it in the roots. It's better to water at night.
Well, I'm going to have to try this. Now, how much do you think one of these container plants costs?
No, not very much.
Okay.
Either that, I'll bring you a tomato. I'll bring you one over.
Well, I'm just...
I'll bring you one.
Well, I'm going to... Because I like tomatoes, and, you know, I'm not one of those people who just eats a raw tomato, but I put them on salads. I like to have them on hamburgers. I like... I still want to try the fried green tomatoes, which I have not tried yet. So, you know, I figure if I grow them myself, not that they're expensive in the store, but the problem is when I buy them myself, they tend to go bad because I don't get to them for a couple days.
Well, all you have to do, I'll bring you one, water it once a week or so, and just do like that lady said. If they look droopy, give it a little bit of water, you know, and you'll be fine.
Well, it's a problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm going to bring one. And then also, you know, in about the mask, you know, people today can't even control their kids, okay? They can't feed their kids, okay? So if DeWine wants to give $1 million away to five lucky people, I hope I get one because I'm vaccinated, you know. But I think everybody should do it. But, you know, I think it's incentive to make people get out and do it.
You know, I really do wonder. He mentioned that yesterday. I wonder if vaccinations, because people don't have to make appointments right now, I wonder if people will be out getting vaccinated today. $1 million is a lot of dough.
Well, they should, just like a flu shot. Yes, you can get a flu shot, and you still can get the flu, but you got some resistance, that stuff in there. You got some help, you know. That's what it's about, common sense. You know what? It's pretty easy living in today's world, common sense. That's all you have to have. You don't have to be an Einstein. And like these kids going to college, usually I don't want to knock college kids so much. But most of them, they got good grades, and I understand that. But the first couple years, all they want to do is party and get away from mom and dad and have fun because they're still kids. I understand that. You know, I know a lot of guys my age, well, they're not my age now, but was, they don't grow up till they're 40 years old. All they want to do is drink and run to women.
It takes a while sometimes.
Well, it does. You look around, a lot of guys, they don't get a hold of it until they're in their 30s. My son was that way, too.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
But it's just common sense today's world. We make it difficult, this world. We do.
I think you're right. Well, I got a run to break here, but listen next. I got a story to tell next hour that's kind of about...
Well, I'm going to bring you one, Scott.
All right,
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. Back in about 15 minutes.
Certainly, in doing so, I'm fighting for the reputations of all those alums and students who've been, misrepresented by this whole thing.
Being that this is a defamation lawsuit, obviously you feel they have defamed you.